Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for the night show of the Science of Health and Youth. Our show is designed to provide you with an interactive lab to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives about optimal health. Our focus is to make sure and ensure that we get the truth when it comes to healthcare. Not only the science of your food, the science of life itself, but also the science of you in general and how you function and the role that you need to play in understanding this beautiful, magnificent human anatomy that our Creator has blessed us with. You know, it's just so important as I went through this week and I did a lot of studying, a lot of research, and most of you know I always have something to provide for you about some of the latest recalls or some of the latest issues that are taking place. And I've been blessed this week to talk to an individual in New York City who's talking about genetically altered food. He was talking about the viruses and what's in those particular viruses. He also is talking about the air quality and the water quality of our society and the things that are taking place in our lives that we really just don't realize. And most of us don't have a great understanding of what's taking place. And I think I sent my message out to everyone today that do you know what GMO seeds are and what they do to you? But this guy was sharing with me how diabolical the scheme is to depopulate the country. And specifically, he talked about they have gotten to the point where the DNA and the RNA in our bodies, they have identified African-American DNA. Well, some foods that they put together specifically goes to do harm to the DNA of African-American people. And I know this sounds like conspiracy theory stuff, but when you think about what has happened to us in the past, when you think about the Tuskegee experiment, when they deliberately injected over 100 men, almost 200 men with syphilis just to find out what would happen. Also, we have to think in terms of what happened to us in 1732 when the Congress was coming up with the means and ways to keep us mentally docile. When Henry Bibby said to the whole Senate, he said, we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind. If we can exhaust this one part of them, we will be safe and they will be like beasts of the field. What in the world was this man talking about? That was in 1732. Then we also know that in 1936, the article came out with the Senate Document 264, and they was talking about the soil, how the soil, if we continue doing what we were doing to the soil with pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, then in 50 years we will be dying from and have an effect of food content that will make us sick. And we will be dying from diseases that we never thought of before. And we always know that this scheme, even from slavery time, that they gave us the worst of foods. We didn't want to make it taste good, but it was bad food. So over the years, our bodies have been subjected to all different types of concepts and philosophies and experimentation. And eventually, your body begins to break down. If we know anything about cells, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, you know, this show is designed to talk about the science of you, the science of your health, how you can be informed on what is taking place in our society. And those of you who are on the phone tonight who have not picked up the telephone and called a friend, feel free to do so as I speak and do this brief introduction, because what I'm going to talk about tonight, what we're going to talk about tonight is you, the science of how you work, how your body functions. It's so important that we understand that we are responsible for the children in our lives. We are responsible for our grandchildren. If we want them to have a proper life, we want them to have a healthy life, if we want them to have longevity to survive in this chaotic world that we live in, this diabolical process of what people are doing to us mentally, what they're doing to us socially, what they're doing to us economically, what they're doing to us educationally. They have never given us an opportunity to be on the same playing field with the powers that be. I'm not going to talk about any particular group of people, but you know who I'm talking about. These scientists, these mad scientists in economics, these mad scientists in education, these mad scientists in the food industry, in the pharmaceutical industry, these mad scientists that we call doctors. What are they really doing? Why are we the richest country in the world, but yet have the worst? We spend more money on healthcare than anybody in the whole world. Something has to be happening here that we need to pay attention to, and we need to address it because, number one, we always talk about generational wealth. What about generational health? What about the historical trauma that we've been placed under, the generational trauma that we've been placed under? What was being used to cause us to continue thinking in a slave-like mindset? Cordell G. Woodson said it best, and for those of you who have the master's degrees and those of you who are teachers, you need to pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say. Cordell G. Woodson told us in 1935 that we did not go to school to be educated. We went to school to be trained. Ladies and gentlemen, Trained in what? There's only three things that could have happened to us when we first brought us here in 1619. Either we went back to where we came from, we died, or we changed. And that is the question tonight I want to put on each and every one of you. What do we change into? What is going on in our community where our young people are just blowing each other's brains out? Our young people don't want to go to school saying they don't like science and math. And guess what? We are scientific and mathematical equations as human beings. Everything about us is operating on a currency and a flow that we don't understand, but yet we don't want to know this one thing about who we are, and that is, who are you? Why are you here? What is your purpose for being here? And what do you intend to do to leave a legacy of some sort for you so when you leave this planet, which all of us are going to do at some point in time, did you leave a legacy of information? Did you take care of your family? Did you take care of yourself? Why are we dying from all these different diseases? Why are we having so many heart attacks and high blood pressure and diabetes and kidney ailments? These whys. And I don't want to sound like I'm really complaining, because we have answers today. We know that all of a sudden we have someone who did the research for us. You know, so pick up the telephone while I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just take this information in and hold it to yourself. Call a relative. You know, all of us know someone who's ill. All of us know someone who's suffering from something, and they're taking medications from pharmaceutical companies whose sole purpose is to make money off you. The sole purpose, they're not trying to cure anybody, because drugs don't cure anybody. We have 200 cell types in our bodies. And I would ask the question, how many on the phone, on the broadcast today, whether it be on the internet or whether it be listening to my voice right now in the studio, how many of us can name two systems of our body, just two cell types? We have 200 cell types that make up this beautiful, magnificent specimen we call the human body. We made up of 75 to 100 trillion cells. Everything about us is a cell. If we don't understand that the beginning of time when you came into this world, that egg cell and that sperm cell had the enough sense, I want to call it atomic intelligence, but I'm going to say enough sense to create you and everything about you, 60 miles of veins and arteries and capillaries in your body right now, 60 miles. This is unbelievable to even think about. So we want you to buckle up. Put your seatbelts on. We're going to go for a little ride. We're going to go to where none of us have gone before with education and information that we just have not heard, nor will we get for free anywhere on this planet. I want you to think about who you are. I want you to think about your body. How many of us on the line today have some type of physical condition? Most of us have some form of mental condition. I'll be the first to say none of us are well, and I put myself in that same category. But I also put myself in a category that we have an opportunity to do something about what our conditions are. We have an opportunity to learn more about who we are. So we just say, come to the lab with your questions. This is for you. We're not here to toot our own horns. We're not here to act like we know more than you do. We're here to provide you with the tools and the research and education that's necessary for you to sustain yourself. And do what? Most importantly, what about your children? All the cinnamon buns and all the cookies and the ice creams and all this food that we keep taking into our body, do you know it has some type of effect on your ability to think and reason? So we don't want you to let anything interfere with your ability to reason and perceive tonight. We want you to relax and take this as an educational opportunity, not as someone talking about us, not as someone who's trying to give you information because we know about it. We're here to save lives. We're here to alter thinking. We're here to change behavior modification. And if we don't do this, where will we be 15, 20 years from now? And my biggest problem is, what's going to happen to my babies? What's going to happen to our grandchildren? I have a grave concern on the condition of our community. I think I was reading an article about 15 years ago where the scientists said, this generation that we now are experiencing, this millennials, will not outlive their parents. And I was disgusted by that statement. You don't tell me that my children will outlive me. And what is the reason for that? What research did you do to make that determination to tell me that my children won't outlive me? What's going on? That's the question. I love this song by Marvin Gaye. What's going on? So tonight, you have this opportunity to find out what's going on. We're going to just have a fireside chat tonight. We're just going to really have a conversation. We want you to push one on your phone right now and ask that question that you know you have. That question that you know something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with someone in your family. Something's wrong in our lives as an ethnic body. What is happening to the African-American community in this country where our children will blow your brains out and go around the corner and have a hamburger like nothing ever happened? What is wrong when you look in Chicago, Illinois, and you see 50, 60 murders over a weekend, 100 people getting shot? Something's going on. And we need to get to the bottom of it. We need to make some determinations on what we need to do to solve some of these problems. For all you teachers who are on the telephone, quit talking about our children in the classroom, what's wrong with you? What happened to them? Did you find out that they had a problem eating bad food? Did you find out that their child is suffering because their mother and father was up all day drinking alcohol, smoking crack, or whatever it may be, to interfere with their ability to think? Then you send them to school full of sugar and you expect them to learn what? When you know the devastating effects of sugar in our blood, the devastating effects of bad food in our blood, the devastating effects of what happens when we consume food. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to talk about some very basic things. But one thing I really want to talk about tonight, and we have some of our classroom individuals who are on the telephone, who I teach classes, there's about 22 of them, and they're tuned in, and some of them are tuned in, some of them had to work, but you know what, they'll be able to pass this information on to their friends and their family, because I had so many questions. And one of the questions I had today, and we're going to talk about that, they gave me a whole list of questions they wanted me to ask, because they wouldn't be able to be here. You know, we have to understand how important it is, how important it is to be informed, how important it is for us to know how we function as human beings and what we're doing to our children. What are we doing to our grandchildren? Why are we thinking the way we think? So don't get upset because I'm bringing these things up. I just want you to just think about somebody you know. You haven't picked up the telephone and called. You haven't texted. You haven't asked them to listen to information pertaining to them, pertaining to you, the science of how you function. How many of us know that your blood is supposed to flow at 186,000 miles per second? How many of us know how often our heart beats a minute? How many of us know about the intricate details, the integrated, interrelated types of things that go on in the currencies of our body and the fluid of our thinking process and our nervous system? How many of us know that we have three? What does trauma do? What does generational trauma and historical trauma do to our systems as far as functionality is concerned? We're going to talk about those things tonight. So begin to press one on your phone because I want you to realize something that we don't know that we don't know. And that's a dangerous thought. A flat out dangerous thought to not know that you don't know. It's hurtful. It hurts me to even think about it. So tonight, welcome to the Science of Health to You. For those of you who are on the Internet and like to make a phone call, or you can't call in from the Internet, but you can dial 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. If you can't get through because your phone provider won't allow you without charging you funds, we ask that you text a number or text a question in to 650-669-0458. Once again, that's 650-669-0458. 0458, and we're going to provide you with an opportunity to get your questions answered. I want to bring on our co-host and our guest each week from the American School of Symptometry out of Chicago, Illinois, working on his doctoral degree in the study of the human cell. As a matter of fact, the study of the living cell. Let's put it like that's the proper way to say it. And we're not here to sell you anything. We're not here to do anything but provide you with education and information. We're here to talk about how our body works. In our next few months, we're going to be talking about all the systems of the human body. So don't miss it. Plug in each and every week. Spend an hour and a half or 2 hours with us to understand who you are, what you are. Know your systems, how they function, how they work. If you don't know, then you're subjected to have anything happen to you. So all the cancer and the diabetes and the high blood pressure, all those things that everybody's so afraid of. Oh, man, I'm going to get cancer. Oh, I got prostate cancer. Oh, I got this cancer. Guess what? It's avoidable. Guess what? We can do something about it. So the maintenance of who we are and what we are, we're going to be talking about those types of things. So we want to get to the heart of the matter. We're going to talk about the things that are relevant. And I just want to bring our guests on, my co-host on, and we just want to have a little conversation tonight. We want you to feel comfortable. We want you to feel free. We're not going to get technical on you. We're not going to use a bunch of fancy words that you don't know what they mean. We're going to talk about you, how you work. We're going to talk about what cells do and how they function. And our focus today, as we know, last those of you who were on last week, we never got to the nervous system. We're going to get to that tonight. So I want you guys to relax, take your shoes off, get you a nice ginger root tea therapeutic, and just kick back, and let's talk. Let us talk tonight. Abdul Shaheed, how are you this evening, my brother? Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum. We're doing excellent. Excellent.
So I just
brother,
want
you to did an excellent job setting the stage for our program today. It's a super job.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
We commend
thank
you.
God for that.
Yeah, we commend you.
Yes,
there's a lot for us to talk about. There's a lot of things that's going on. There's so many different things that we already focus on. So many statistics in terms of our health that's against us, you know.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing the different things that we are up against.
Mm-hmm.
Black mortality rate.
Wow.
You know, infant mortality rate. We get it on all ends of the spectrum, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
All ends of the spectrum. I was looking at something today that said maternal mortality. According to the CDC, approximately 700 women die each year in the United States as a result of pregnancy or delivery complication. Almost two-thirds of the pregnancy-related deaths are preventable. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir. What is the percentage of us? What is the percentage of African-American people who fall in that category?
In more than three times the Caucasian counterpart. More than three times. Black women were most disproportionate affected with a mortality rate of 55.3 deaths per 100,000 live births, compared to 19.1 deaths per 1,000 live births for Caucasian women and 18.2 deaths per 1,000 for Hispanic women. We at 55.3.
Wow.
Shoo. 55.3.
That's some scary. That's a scary thought.
Yes. To be pregnant in America and be African American is like a death sentence. Well, here's the thing, Brother Rashid. Centometer has pregnancy management to help a woman who want to be pregnant to have a perfect baby and for herself to be in perfect condition without pharmaceutical drugs. This is available today, not 5 years from now, not 15 years from now, not 20 years from now, right now. Like like we used to say, right now.
Right now. I got you.
Right. You understand what I'm saying, Brother Rashid?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do. You know, brother Abdul, let me just say this, you know, and I'm not trying to talk about anybody at all. You know, I send notices out to over 300 people today. You know, and I'm not trying to analyze who's on the phone, but the information I sent out was, did you know? And yeah. I know when I asked the question, did you know, that they didn't know. And my problem is with this. What in the world are you thinking about when someone is telling you that someone is killing your children? when someone is telling you that you don't know how your body works, what is wrong with us? And we don't get into that. You know, I've been making this point for a particular reason because our thinking process has been tampered with. So when I made the statement about what they're doing genetically to the food, what they're doing genetically to the viruses, what they're doing genetically with what we take into our system, it's, you know, the reflection is if they're not telling the truth, then something else is going on that we don't know about. So somebody knows something because this line should be full of people.
Cool.
We have some
yeah.
people on. Don't get me wrong. But my God, man, here's your brother telling you that I know something that you don't know. It's a scheme that's been implemented against you, and you don't want to know it? You don't want to find out I'm killing my children? And I said that on purpose in the message. You're killing your children, don't even know you're doing it. So it's not a bad thing when you don't know. But if you don't want to know, then we're going to get to this point. I think that will take us where we need to go tonight. So I just wanted to say that and not try to put anybody down. What
Absolutely.
In the world is happening to our thinking process that we don't know, we don't want to know how to stay alive.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, brother. I just have to say that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Infant mortality rate in the United States of America. 5.4 per 1,000 live births in 2020, with health disparity among black babies at a rate of 10.6 deaths per 1,000 live births. So that's twice the national average.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these numbers, they don't lie, Brother Rashid, but we have
You're
the
right.
best health care in the world. We spend more
yes,
money
do.
Than anyone else in the world for health care.
Yes,
and
we
this
do.
Is what how we've been affected. And I was listening to a short 5-minute video the other day that we discussed in our cytometry class, our last class we had, Sunday before last. Dr. Peter Glibden said the third leading cause of death. Say again?
You said Peter Glidden, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm real familiar.
Yes. Yeah, he said the third leading cause of death in the United States of America, 15,000 deaths per month, Medicare recipient. Medicare, these are seniors. 15,000
mm-hmm.
per month die at the hands of their doctor, and we don't bat an eye. As to why. Because of misdiagnosis, because of the wrong medication, because of overdose of medication, something wrong, didn't get a second opinion. 15,000 per month.
Nobody saying
you know,
nothing? No one saying
no.
anything about it?
We had some people fly a plane into a building, and they said 3,000 people died, and we went to war with a country that had nothing to do with it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's laughable. But 15,000 people die a month at the hands of their doctor, misdiagnosis and all these things, and unnecessary surgery and all these things, and misprescription, misscribed drugs. And when drugs do not even cure diseases, they for emergency and trauma only. That's what they're for. They're experts with emergency and trauma. But they do not cure diseases, pharmaceutical drugs. They treat symptoms. Symptom is not the disease.
Right.
This is the information that St. Thomas have uncovered and things that we are sharing with the public. If you want your disease cured, that's things that you must do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You must modify your diet, modify your lifestyle, and look at the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you must learn how to live on this planet scientifically. Cytometry enforces scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet. Now, if you want to live, and we're created to live, Brother Rashid, we're not created to die. What would be the point of that?
No kidding.
The Almighty created us to live, not to die. We're killing ourselves and don't realize it. And it starts with the food. So we just wanted to share those statistics to get some people's attention because they think we're just here just having fun.
Oh, brother, they'll hang up on you when you hurt their feelings. They'll hang the line up when you start talking about Dr. Frankenstein, brother. You know, what you just said about 15,000 people a month dying from the senior citizen of this country, multiply that times five, you talk about 1 million people.
Yes.
So if they want to take us out
at all,
how many years would it take to get rid of all of us? We don't look at it like that, bro.
Absolutely.
You know,
third cause
about...
of death in the United States. The third cause of death in the United States. Cause of death. You know what the number one cause of death is in the United States?
What's
the
that
number
about?
One cause. Food. And you say that, and people, their mind just draw a blank. What do you mean, food? Yes, food.
They'll hang
up on
calls
of death here in these United States.
They'll hang up the telephone.
What do you mean? What do you mean, food? Brother Rashid,
yes,
food
sir.
Kills. I wrote an article and posted on, it's posted on Centometer website.
Yes, sir. I read it.
That was back in November 2022. The title of the article was Food Kill. Being a student of Centometer, and Centometer, by the way, for those who haven't heard Centometer before, is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells, the living cells of the human being. That's what Centometer is, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. If you take care of our cells will take care of us. If our cells are congested, have concretion, poison, and toxic from the food we're eating, then they won't be able to carry out their job. And their job is to keep us healthy, to keep us on the paradigm of what's normal. They know how to do that well. They have atomic intelligence. That means they're gifted by the Almighty. That gift came with the creation. They afford us to have life, this body we have, made up of 75 to 100 trillion cells. This body allows us to have life on this planet. Without a body, we cannot be here. So food is nourishment and resources for the body. First of all, it's not for the person that's housed in the body. It's for the body. The physical food will never satisfy the soul, the spirit, the personality that's housed in the physical body. The food is for the body. It's to nourish the cells. It's to give the cells the nutrients and the resources. This is what we must understand, Brother Rashid. People don't understand that.
Yeah.
They think they need the food.
Yeah, well, I understand.
We're not our body. We are the soul, the spirit, the energy housed in the body. Our body is our vehicle, like your automobile.
Right.
You get in and you ride it. Take you to point A to point B. This is our body. This is the vehicle that the Almighty have seen deemed necessary for us to have to be on planet Earth for a time.
Can you imagine teaching this to our children? Yeah, can you imagine teaching this to our children, our grandchildren, brother? What would do to their thinking process if they understood
what you just said? This is the first thing they should learn. This is the first thing they should learn, how to take care of this body and why we have it and what it's for. It is our willing servant. It will do anything we tell it to do.
That's no lie. That's no lie.
It will do anything we tell it to do. So be responsible. Act responsible. Make responsible decisions. They have consequences. You are supposed to be in charge of the body. But the body is the vehicle that you ride in. Don't abuse it. Listen to it. Follow its direction. It will give you direction. That's what the symptoms are about. They will speak to you. They will warn you decades before a disease occurs. Then you have time to do something about it. Even the bad food we eat, Brother Rashid, will warn us. It was time to make correction.
That's for sure.
You know, you get a stomach ache. You get a headache. You feel dizzy. You feel nauseous. You got to go to the bathroom. They give you all kind of warning before it kills you.
You know, that's amazing. I remember the first time I drank some alcohol, brother, in my life.
Right. We all remember that
exactly where it was. I drank that rotten gut mess, and I threw up all over the place. My body was telling me, get this mess out of me.
You know, and
you get those responses. And then what we water it down, make it taste good so we can drink it the next time. Not knowing, you're not supposed to be doing this anyway. It's doing me harm.
Yes. The first time someone smoked a cigarette, you cough your food head off.
You choked. You definitely did.
Your body warning you. You don't need that. That's not what you do. And you kept doing it, and you kept doing it, and the cough began to subside, and you kept doing it. Oh, you wanted to be so grown so soon, so early. You wanted to be like grown people, making decisions
and they,
like that.
And they were wrong.
Yes. Alcohol, cigarette. Be like grown people. Imitate being a grown-up. Couldn't wait until your time come. You had to speed it up. So the cells see, okay, this clown, he's not going to pay any attention to me, so why should I keep warning him?
Right.
So they stop speaking to you. You drown them out anyway.
And that's simple. And it's a simple analysis, a simple analysis.
Real simple, Brother Rashid. And this is what happened. With every time we eat something that we should not have eaten, our body will warn us. The cells will warn you. And we keep eating it anyway. And we rationalize. Oh, it tastes good. It looked good. Miss Mary made it for me.
Miss Mary.
So now I have to eat it.
You know, I hope everybody realizes we're not trying to be funny. You know, I just want to welcome you all to IWDM Radio, the science of health and youth, where, you know, our goal and objective is to make sure you participate in our interactive lab on self-care initiatives. We don't want to call it health care. We're talking about self-care initiatives that helps you develop the optimal health that you need to continue your life here on earth, to continue teaching your children about food. If you don't know about it, how in the world do you intend to teach a child or a grandchild? I mean, it's just amazing that you send, I mean, I have to say this again, brother. I'm sharing this information with the general population. And you are so afraid of hearing the truth, you will not pick up that telephone. You will not dial that number. Why? What happened to your nervous system?
Amazing.
What happened to your brain that you don't want to hear the truth? You don't want to know I'm killing myself. And I'm going to just say it like it is. Quit killing your children.
Yes.
You have to educate. You have to educate. You have to cook right, as you were sharing earlier about the science of cooking, the science of drinking, the science of thinking. All these things are interrelated, integrated. All these things are you, and that's why we say the science of health. And you.
And you. Absolutely.
So who are you? We already told you who you were. 200 cell types and 75 to 100 trillion cells. Housed in you.
Amazing.
Or on you.
Powerful.
You know, it's time to do a demolition of this body. It's time to rehab this body. It's time to put some new hearing aids in this body, some new eyeglasses in this body so we can see. It's kind of say a few different things, change the language, change your food, change your life. Oh, my goodness. Let's get to this nervous system, Brother Abdul. And I think it's something that we just don't understand, how generational, historical trauma has affected us all these years ago, oh, man, y'all want to talk about that old stuff. That's back in the past. Guess what? It's still here. What is trauma? Reoccurring events that continue to happen, and you function off those reoccurring events without ever dealing with them. That's what this show is about. You're going to have to deal with yourself one day, or yourself will deal with you. So anyway, let's kind of talk about this just a little bit. The importance of this one system, then we're going to go back and reiterate as we get into the systems of the human body. But let's just talk about, I have some people on the phone who were talking about trauma. I had one question. Let's ask this one question real quick. I had a 20-year-old young man say, how can you help with fibromyalgia, whatever you call it? Is it
fibromyalgia?
Yeah. And, you know, my parents suffer from this. Can I share something with them that can help her? I mean, that's a deep question from a 19-year-old.
Absolutely.
A deep question. So this answer is for you, Mr. Robinson, who's in my class. 22 young people in my class, man. I tell you, they've been asking me questions. I almost called you today so you could talk to them like I did the other class. You know, oh man, I said, I can't look. I pulled up their website. I showed a few articles on the website, and one of the ones that really got them is worms.
Yes.
Woo, man.
It goes back to fibromyalgia. Parasites.
Yes,
worms.
Parasites. So anyway, yes. if we can address that at some point in time through the program, let's just deal with this nervous system. And when you was 10 years old, the shock that happened to you when you was born, what happened to your mother and father and your grandparents? Let's go back three generations. What happened to them? Did you not think that carried over till today? So I'm going to leave that alone and let you take it from here, my brother.
Brother Rashid, the human being has two components, one you can see and one you cannot see. We can see our body, we can see our brain, but we can't see our mind. And our mind is connected with our brain. And this is what we have to know. Our mind is connected with our brain. Our brain is the command center. But our mind is the decision maker. It makes all of our decisions. And they work together. They're interconnected. So what we mean by that is, if the brain is having problems, it has congestion, it has neurofibrillary plaque, so many cells would be on lockdown because plaque would be blocking everything, blocking nutrients. There's many different reasons why nutrients would not flow into the cell, and trauma is one of them. Mm. Trauma would deplete nutrients or prevent nutrients from going into the cell. If the cell do not have nutrients, the vitamin, the mineral, the trace mineral, the amino acids, all these things, those are the nutrients, the water, the glucose, and then we must have resources, thermal energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, all the different energy. So the cell has to be nourished with nutrients and resources. If they're blocked from going into the cell would not have what they need to produce acetylcholine, serotonin, melatonin, norepinephrine. All of these are neurotransmitters. And then we must have iron, ferritin, iron, to give our cell the power, the pressure, the strength, the speed to do their job. This is why we eat food. But unfortunately, food is a complex molecule. It's a large complex molecule. Not only does it have nutrients in it, it also has poison in it. There's some starch, there's some sugar, there's some protein, there's some fat, and there's some oil, and there's also coal tar derivative as preservative to preserve the food that you're eating. These things now began to break down inside of us. We also have dyes, food coloring, that's in the food, that mix in with the food. We also have pesticide, herbicide, fungicide mixed in with the food. All of these things are mixed in with the food. Toxic matter in the food, because most of the food that we're eating are plants, and plants purify the air, so they're drawing toxic matter right out of the air, and we eat the plants, so they have toxic matter in them, and we drink water, toxic matter in water. We breathe the air, more toxic matter. No one told us we have to remove these things from our body. We have to force them out of us. So all of these things are acting on our brain cells. And no one have mentioned to us about ionization, how to remove these things. Sometimes they have a method to remove these toxic that mixed in with the food that we eat from our cells, from our blood, from our brain, from all parts of the body. So if our brain cells are jammed with toxic matter and poison, what do poison do? That's a problem for a human, to be human. They denature enzyme. That's one of the things that denature enzyme. What do you mean by denature? Make enzyme worthless. No human being can be optimally healthy with a healthy brain and all, with enzyme made worthless, with worthless enzyme. The body will come to a grinding halt, Brother Rashid. Mm-hmm. There's two types of enzyme. This is very important for mental health. Mental health starts in our stomach. If we do not have digestive enzyme, that means the food that we're eating is not going to be thoroughly digested.
Say it one more
time.
It
won't be thoroughly digested.
I mean, oh, you said, what happens in the stomach?
Mental health and all of the other seven levels to health, the gateway to health is our stomach.
Wow.
And how are we treating our stomach? The gateway to health is your stomach. To be clear in the brain and to nourish the brain, start with the stomach. You don't take what's in your stomach, what you're feeding your stomach, seriously. Well, your brain's going to be affected. Your liver's going to be affected. Your pancreas is going to be affected. And surely your heart is going to be affected as well, because it's pumping the blood, the life resources that carries all of the nutrients and the resources. It's the blood, the connected tissue that connects everything. You start with the food. This is how food kills you. It has poison in it that denature enzyme. And nothing happens in the human body without enzyme facilitating it. The body will come to a grinding halt without enzyme. And if you eat food that have poison in it, the poison is mixed with the food. Here's the thing about that makes plants different from human. That makes plants different from human. Plants have the capacity to have their nutrients and their poison mixed together. They thrive off of it. Because every plant on planet Earth produces poison, at least three of them. Poison, at least three poison. Most plants produce a lot more poison than these three. They are chlorophyll, ferulic acid, and ammonia. All three of those are poison to a human being, and all plants on planet Earth produce them.
Ammonia, what else? Chlorophyll?
And ferulic acid. That's what helps plants to take the ultraviolet rays of the sun and turn it into food. Ferulic acid, they must have, all plants. All plants on planet Earth produce those three poisons. All plants on planet Earth are made of sugars and starch. Cellulose. Same word. Starch, cellulose. Same meaning. So all plants on planet Earth are made up of network of sugars. That's what starch is, and that's what cellulose are. That's the foundation of a plant. So if you eat them and do not separate the poison from the nutrients in cooking, you're literally the poison yourself. No, it doesn't kill you right away. It gives you chance to figure things out for yourself. You get some symptoms, and the symptoms are to give you a chance to figure things out. But now we don't even have to figure things out. We have symptometry to teach us these things.
Mm-hmm.
We have the American School of Symptometry. And there's a number of articles there, three articles in specific, talk about food. The title of the first one is Food, the Forever Monster, that people need to read. The second one, How the Food Kills, the one that we were able to write from the observation and analysis of one Dr. Norton's lecture. And then, since food kills, there's another article to tell you how food kills you. How? If you have some doubt about what we're saying, read the article first and reread it.
Like I have.
Very good.
I read it all
of this, what we're saying, Brother Rashid, is connected to our mental health. It's connected to our mental health. The toxic matter that's in our that will end up in our brain because it circulates in our blood. How toxic matter causes mental illness. Many different toxic matter. I have a whole list of them that will find their way to our brain. It is toxic matter that denatures enzymes. So now you have poison that denatures enzymes, and you have toxic matter denatures enzymes. What other things that denature your enzyme that will cause you to have diseases? Acid doses, too much acid. Alkalosis, too much alkalinity. Right in the middle is where we need to be. Your body is not supposed to be over-acidified. It's not supposed to be over-alkaline. Those people who want you to drink over-alkalized water, pointing you in the wrong direction. Those things, both of them, will denature enzymes. It is toxic matter that denatures the enzyme. And what's the enzyme for? To speed up the production of enzyme, hormone, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, and other enzymes. These are the things that control human behavior. Hormone control human behavior. Neurotransmitter control human behavior. Neurochemical, we're under control, Brother Rashid, by chemicals that our body produce or do not produce because we're blocking them. Hormone that we produce or not producing. And if we're producing them and something is blocking their flow, they will not be circulated to the area where they should be. A person have pain in certain part of the body because the pain mitigators have been shut off. They're not circulating to that area. These are the pain mitigators, Brother Rashid. They're also neurotransmitters. Substance P, dopamine, endorphin, encapsulating, pain reliever. And we have cortisol that our body will produce to prevent inflammation. To prevent inflammation. But I got inflammation here. All kind of Titus diseases, N-N-T-I-S, because of the lack of cortisol being produced. Something is blocking it. Something is shut down. It is the food that the person is eating. So enzymes are there to speed up the production of all of these things. Acetylcholine esterase that will remove old acetylcholine so new acetylcholine will take its place. That's the enzyme. neuropeptide won't be produced without enzymes. If the enzyme is denatured, everything else in the body will get sluggish and sluggish and slower and slower. Therefore, if you denature the enzyme that the liver needs to convert essential amino acids, these essential amino acids are supplied to the brain so the brain can keep us on a paradigm of what's normal.
Mm.
But without enzymes, no brain is central. There are hundreds of non-essential amino acids that must be produced, and these conversion must take place, and it's enzymes that speed up these conversions every hour. Every hour.
You know what? You know what, Brother Abdul? You know, that statement that I read about we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind, somebody knew something then. Because
they did.
During that time period, they gave us the worst food that anyone could ever eat, and we're the one who made it taste good. So
absolutely,
when you tell me that mental health starts in the stomach.
Stomach.
But you can solve
yeah.
all kind of problems in the medical industry just with that information alone. That information alone, bad food, genetically altered food, and I just shared it
yes.
with everyone when we opened up, they have designed a mechanism to go into genetically altered seeds to affect your DNA. I don't know whether everybody understands what I'm saying to you. You're being
yes.
You're being experimented on. People are using you with the same thing that keeps you alive called food that we don't understand that it has good things in it, has bad things in it. How do we make that determination, brother? I think the brother who asked the question is for his mother about what is it? Here we go again.
Fibromyalgia?
He had a concern about his mother's condition. His mother is a RN, and she don't know what to do.
Come to Centometry.
I gave him the number, brother. You don't have to worry about it. He does have the information. He's the one who was asking all the questions on the website today in class. He said, wait a minute. I mean, this 19-year-old child saw enough to know that you mean to tell me that this is happening, that's happening, this is why this is happening? That was science. That was a scientific equation. That he answered for himself, and now he wants the answers. And I told him, I gave him the information. He's probably on the website right now studying because he had to work tonight. But the point is, this is what we're trying to do here on IWDM. Once again, welcome to IWDM Radio. This is the Science of Health and You, and I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. We have Abdul Shaheed on, who's going through his doctoral degree at the American School of Centometry in Chicago. And we want you to push one on your phone. I don't think there's a person on this phone, Brother Abdul, that doesn't know someone who's sick. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't know someone in your family who has an illness of some sort, or a daughter or a son or a grandchild or whomever. We know somebody. And here we are being blessed with knowledge that no one has ever taught us before about our human anatomy. No one wants to talk to you about it before. And I gave this whole list of things that happened from the time we've been here since 1619 till today, and we still haven't grasped the magnitude of what these people are doing to us. Why are we doing and acting the way we are? Why don't we have the ability to reason and perceive? Why don't we even think in terms of getting together, doing something constructive for our ethnic group? Economically, politically, educationally. Culturally, what's going on, bro? You know, I know we're sitting here giving answers to how to solve the mental health problem. I know that much. Here we are, individuals who don't have the doctoral degree that a doctor goes to for 12 years, but you just made it so simple. What's wrong? Plants have nutrients, but the only gift, the gift that they have is to mix both of them together. But we don't know how to dissect and scientifically utilize that plant in the manner which we should to make sure we get optimal health on how to exist, how to survive, and how to create longevity for ourselves, as well as our children, our families, and our communities. Ladies and gentlemen, press one on your phone. I know we said something from the beginning of the show to now that has cost you to at least think. Preferably, I hope we provoke some thought on what's maybe wrong with you, because I'll be the first to tell you, I know I'm not healthy. And I'm doing everything I can to be healthy or to become healthier. Now, those of you on the telephone, those of you on the internet, we gave you an opportunity. Text 650-669-0458. Or press 1 on your phone and dial. And those of you on the internet, you have to dial 714-816-4673 to get your questions asked. Those of you who are in the studio, I just want to just do a little test here. If what we're saying to you today resonates with you, press 1 on your phone. You don't have to say nothing. Just press 1 on your phone so we can make sure we're talking about the right things tonight for you. Just press 1. Let me know, hey, this is okay. I'm loving what I'm talking about. I hear what you're saying, and I'm interested in hearing more. Just press 1 on your telephone to let us know that I'll be damned. I didn't know that. I'm going to share this with somebody. So we're going to continue. We're going to continue here with this nervous system. Three nervous. We talked about how trauma affects them all. We talked about the things that creates the environment in our bodies where we can't function properly. We talked about the dyes and the coloring, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the, you know, the inability, the derivatives,
toxic
the cold charges, the chemicals, the toxic metal. Is this enough to make you push one on your phone and keep your hand raised because you have something to say? If it's not, then I don't know what to say to you, and I hope I'm not hurting anybody's feelings. But we have to find a way to address the state of affairs in our lives, the state of affairs in our children's life, in our family's life, the state of affairs in our community life. Something is seriously wrong that we can't think properly. And we're given the answers. There's nothing wrong with not knowing. What's wrong, if you hear something that you do know and don't comment on it, there's something wrong there, too, because evidently you think it's okay. So press 1 on your phone if you have a question. If you have something you just want to say, if you have a question, a friend who's suffering from something, I can give you probably 20 questions back-to-back on my friends and my family. I mean, but that's, I'm not here for me. We're here for you. This is the Science of Health and You. This is IWDM Radio. Thank you so much for being here tonight. And we have a hand raised currently. We have two hands raised currently. And let's take a few questions here, Brother Abdul, before we go any further.
We have a full hour
to go, and we're just getting started.
Absolutely.
So put on your calendar. Put in your Google calendar. 6 o'clock every Tuesday. Tune in for you. Not for us. Tune in for yourself, because we have to be concerned about knowing thyself. Not knowing thyself, because our cell is our cell. So with that, we're going to bring 502-502-999. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open. 502-999, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you clearly.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
It's all right.
How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing well, family. I appreciate that. I, as well as a relative of mine, suffer from HS, or hidradenitis superba. And we were wondering, how do we get back in balance with that ailment on us right now? What would be the best steps forward to cleaning out our body to be able to get back in balance with HS? It's a skin disorder. We get boils all up and down our skins and on private areas like under our armpits or fatty or moist areas. What's the best way to try to get in tune and then
Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
I apologize. My name is Nicholas Brown, and I'm calling from Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. That's one of my class. My students in my class.
Experiencing...
Abdul?
So you said you're experiencing more?
Yes, sir. Me and my father, we suffer from HS, And it's that's the short form. The longer version is hidradenitis. And it's boils, basically boils within our skin. What might be a simple hair bump or a lesion for someone will turn into a cluster of boils, like under our armpits or like under a stomach or somewhere. And my father's even gotten them throughout his face, all on his face, all on his head. I was lucky enough not to have as much scarring or as many boils on my face. I'm a little more active. But I'm wondering how do we get back in balance? I know that there's an imbalance within our diets, but I definitely want to try to fix it or help us, you know, make things a little bit easier.
Excellent. Yes, that's help. That's real help for you. Do you go to the dermatologist for that?
I got an appointment set up. But they're so far out. My appointment is on. I'm looking at it in my calendar right now. My next appointment with my dermatologist is September 10th.
And you've gone to the dermatologist before for this problem, right?
Yes, I have. When I was a teenager, yes, I definitely had it.
How did they treat it?
All they have given me were antibiotics. My father, he's went through he's kind of went through the ringer a little bit more. He's had pretty much all the antibiotics you can think of, and they've gotten to a point where they're cutting them out of his body. He's had multiple surgeries, even on his face and on his head. With me, I've tried to change my diet a little bit more, and I tried to stay a little bit more active.
When you went to the doctor, the dermatologist, did they ask you about what you were eating?
No.
See, that's a mistake. You're coming from the food.
Yes, sir.
The food. And they can do surgery, but that won't solve the problem. And your dad already finding this out, right?
Yes, sir.
Surgery do not cure diseases. The the antibiotic makes matters worse. Why does antibiotic make matters worse? Here's the reason. We just mentioned earlier about enzymes. Antibiotics is one of those things that denature enzymes, make them worthless. Your enzymes are not working.
Mm-hmm.
So taking an antibiotic would denature enzyme, and enzyme is paramount to cellular health. It's all about our cells. They cannot help you. See, there's an underlying reason why there's cysts, boils, abscess, why all of these things form, and what the cell is trying to do to protect your body, protect the organs. A boil is a membrane surrounded by saturated fat. I mean, a membrane surrounding saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question. I don't want to be personal, but here's a question.
Yes, sir.
The oil that you cook with, do you use coconut oil?
No, not as much as I use.
But you have used coconut oil.
Yes, sir.
Do you use? There's another oil called lard. LARD. Do you use lard that comes from pork in cooking?
No, sir, I haven't.
And you, do you know whether your dad?
My father knows about it. He actually showed me some, but I haven't seen him use that since I was a little boy, to be honest.
But what I'm saying, do either one of you eat pork?
He does, I know.
Okay. What oil do you cook with most of the time?
I use tea vegetable oil or olive oil.
See, these are the mistakes. These are the mistakes in food choice. Our cells require unsaturated oil and cook with polyunsaturated oil. Unsaturated oil we must consume and cook with polyunsaturated oil. That means the oil that have the least amount of saturated fat. It is saturated fat. Your cells are trying to put it somewhere, so it creates balls, cysts, and put a membrane around it to try to protect the rest of the body because it cannot use it. You give the body something it cannot use, it's going to try to find a place to put it. And it seems to me that you're running out of places to put it. This is what's happening.
Yes.
Surgery won't work to correct the problem and put things back to normalcy. Taking pharmaceutical drugs won't work to put things back to normalcy. Taking antibiotic won't work. None of those things will work. Radiation, none of these things will work. What you have to do, step by step, number one, modify your diet. Sometimes you have a scientific eating. Now, I'm going to go over some poison that's in common food that we eat, that people eat in every day, and they're consuming these poisons. I'm going to go over a list of them. They're not many, but they're in most of the food that we're eating. So now you know about saturated fat because that is your underlying cause of your problem. Sometimes you go to the root of the matter, not address the symptom, remove the cause, and the cell, you help them by repairing them. Now the cells have been damaged because of saturated fat is covering them. When the person consumes saturated fat other than unsaturated fat, the cells become calcified. If the cells are calcified, that means they're dehydrated. They cannot function properly. There's no water inside. They're on lockdown. Nothing get in and nothing get out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It is our cells that produce all our essential. The essential that you need for your skin to have good, healthy skin. You need sulfur. You need good cholesterol, HDL, not LDL. Saturated fat will cause the liver to produce LDL. Were you told by your doctor that you had a cholesterol problem?
Yes, sir. He might strain the cholesterol and said we were overweight.
Now, that's another indication. What I'm talking about is correct, scientifically speaking. If you give the liver saturated fat, it will produce LDL. You give it unsaturated fat, it will produce HDL, good cholesterol. You don't need to be on cholesterol-lowering drugs to understand that. The cells know what to do. It is we who do not. If we correct and modify our diet, cook with the right salt. What kind of salt are you cooking with?
Morton's or Caesar salt.
When you say seasoned salt, what do you mean by seasoned salt?
Great Value or like Old Bay.
Now, when you say Morton, are you saying iodine salt?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, how long you were cooking with that?
Since I was little, even my mama had that. It's always been that lady. That's the salt we always pick, the lady with the
excellent
the yellow dress.
That is an excellent choice. That is the salt that we should cook with. But we shouldn't use any other. No peak salt, no rock salt, no Himalayan sea salt, no kosher salt, none of those things. No iodine salt. Yes, just iodine salt, and you have the right one. Only cook with that.
Because
the cells need the positive charges. That is the salt that has an equal amount of anion and cation. Those are the charges. All salt have charges. You use the wrong salt, then it will cause more debris to be in the body. And you already don't know how to remove the debris. So if you modify your diet to a more scientific diet, and sometimes you have the procedures to follow to make that transition. And you cook your food scientifically. Do you eat salads?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's another correction you have to make. All plant must be cooked because there'll be more poison that will lock down more cells. And that's going to exacerbate the problem that you have, the skin problem. To have healthy skin, you need HDL, full reservoir of HDL. And you also need good sulfur in the skin. And you also need the cells of the body in the colon to produce D, vitamin D3. Our body has to produce that. You can't take a supplement and get vitamin D3. The cell must produce vitamin D3. And you need the raw material to help the cell to do it. And these are, and you must consume the right oil. Whenever you have a skin problem, the first thing you should think about is the oil that the person is cooking with. Let me ask you one other question. Do you consume eggs? Do you consume eggs?
Yes, sir.
See, that's another problem. That's saturated fat again. Eggs are very high in saturated fat. And they also have a substance called avidin that would block niacin, a B vitamin, from integrating into the enzyme template to produce thousands of enzymes. You won't have the cofactor, niacin, because the avidin will be blocking it.
Mm.
All these things is for you to have healthy skin. Good cholesterol, sulfur, the good sulfur, D vitamins, all of these things. So
yes,
your problem is your problem can be solved. You use the damage that has been done to the cell. We must use subatomic particles. They're called particulates to ionize all the effects and damage that you've done to the DNA. It is the DNA that must be now repaired. Because what you chose to eat as food has disrupted or put the DNA in disrepair. And the gene will never release the blueprint as long as it's in disrepair. So which means your condition will not be cured until you repair the DNA. See, all of the instruction for the cell, for the ribosomal RNA to do their work, to produce everything, to reverse your condition, must come from the gene by way of the DNA. If the DNA is not repaired, then the gene will never release the instruction, the recipe to solve the problem. Once you repair the DNA, then the gene will release the instruction, and the DNA will pass it on to ribosomal RNA through messenger RNA and through the transfer RNA. There are three RNAs in our cells. This is how it's done. I just explained how to cure not only the skin problem you have, the boil that you have, but every disease of the human body, done in the same way. It doesn't make any difference what fancy name they call it. They can come with all kind of fancy names. Don't make any difference. It's still an anomaly, and we're not supposed to have anomalies in our body. Anomaly means abnormal. Everything must remain in the condition of normalcy. If something go abnormal, it is our responsibility to put it back to normalcy. Unfortunately, the health care that we're using doesn't do that. They treat the symptoms. And our anomaly will continue to get more and more chronic, not going anywhere. So you need a person to work along with you, a certified symptomatic health coach like myself. And we have a consultation with Dr. Maxwell Norton. He's the world's first symptometrist, doctor of symptometry, first one in the world. And we're looking at producing thousands of doctor of symptometry to free the world of diseases. We all can become disease-free.
Okay.
So you have our contact information. You contact us, and we go from there.
Yes, sir. You know, thank you so much, my brother. You know, that's one of my students in my class, and I'm glad you're on
Excellent.
The phone to get those questions asked. Do you have
we commend him for coming forward to answer to ask his question. We commend
right.
him. Many people just not brave enough to do it because they don't know what kind of question I may ask them. And hopefully we didn't put you on the spot too bad. But you did an excellent job. We certainly appreciate you sharing. Thank you.
All right. And those of you who do have a question, once again, this is IWDM Radio. This is the science of health in you. And you have an opportunity to press one on your phone. It's not for yourself, as the young man did. He called for his father as well. And I know you know someone who has similar problems in your own personal life, and you may have that problem as well. So feel free to ask any question you want. There's one thing I can assure you of, you're going to get a down-to-earth, straightforward answer, unadulterated truth, and you don't have to accept it, but at least you know. So that's the most important thing. I think we had this conversation about the word know, K-N-O-W, know now or wonder. Yeah, we don't want to wonder when it comes to our health.
Exactly.
We want to know. So here's
There's
an opportunity
no need
for
to
you.
Wonder now.
That's right. So you have an opportunity to ask these questions tonight. So as I said before, press 1 on your phone. Ask the question. You can say it's for somebody else. It may be for you. That's okay. Just get your question answered. Do not come on this line and know good and well there's something wrong with you. And don't think that you may have the answer, because all this artificial stuff, all these genetically altered foods, and all this, we talked earlier about the scientists are now finding a way to genetically alter foods where it affects the DNA and the RNA of African-American people.
Absolutely.
Do y'all understand what I'm saying? There's a target on your back. They're coming after you. They have no need for us anymore. They don't need laborers. They need minds, constructive minds, who
That's
can contribute
right.
to the gross national product of this country, someone who can benefit, not destroy the country mentally, but they've already done that job. So this
Absolutely.
Fake news, this fake information, this fake concept that they have are practicing right now, we have to be smart enough to know how to dissect this chaos and get ourselves involved so we can make an impact on the world. So we have another line here. We have 111. 111, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu, Sister Amina. How are you doing?
Yes, it is I. Thank you. How are you all?
We're doing
excellent.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that, you know, we have lots of changes coming, and a lot of all of this fraud that and these fake disasters that these people have conjured up, you know, it's coming back on the perpetrators of it, you know, because now those people that were really trying to just make money, and I'm speaking of Big Pharma and a lot of the even you know, those some officials in our own government are being sued for lying to the public, but they're still trying to how can I say, normalize and pretend and you know, pretend that they didn't injure all these people, the ones that survived, you know, the ones that they didn't kill outright. But I'm just saying, you know, the truth is coming out to where the public is being made aware of what was going on. You know, we have a lot of these advocacy groups that have been on the front lines for a long time. But, you know, the mainstream media has been used as a propaganda tool for so long till people have been censored and not really brainwashed, but kind of fed this propaganda so long until it's taken a while to have an effect on the fact that our own government was helping to facilitate keeping us dumbed down as a public. And now it's coming out. You know, we have groups that really are, how can I say, they're letting the public know we have a right to not comply with these shots that they always keep trying to say we need to take and all of that that led up to it, you know. But I'm just putting it out there that, as you said, we were the number one targets. African Americans, we always are, you know, as far as trying to compromise our health care, experiment on us, you know, incentivize us to really still keep taking pharmaceuticals, and because it keeps money in the pockets of these conglomerates or whatever they are supposed to be, but they're criminals. So we have to be. This is like a lesson learned that our truth stands up in the end. It stands up regardless of how convincing these authorities are, the CDC and the World Health Organization and the National Institutes of Health and all of these people that are really supposedly for the public good, but they really have been compromised to just go along with big pharma's greed to keep the public fear mongered.
Yes,
so I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
And just, you know, everyone be safe, be aware, be careful, because we have a lot of things still coming on the horizon. I have the newsletters to several of these groups that, you know, they're telling us that, you know, we have a right to stand up and do not comply. They don't own your children, and they don't own you or your body. So that's all I wanted to say. Salaamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you, you know, sharing that information. And those of you who would like to first one on your phone, if you have something you want to share, feel free to do so. And if you have a question, as I said before, here's an opportunity for you to get your question answered. This is not a phone call that you get on and can't get anything. You're going to get complete truth. You're going to get information that can really make a difference in your life. So no question is a bad question. Don't feel embarrassed. I don't know a lot of different things, and I don't want to be in a situation where I don't know that I don't know. I don't want to be there, because I have to answer to my daughter and my sons. I have to answer to my grandchildren. I have to answer for my family members when they ask me a question, because they expect a lot out of me. That's why I stay in these books, and I stay in these, on this website, and I study all different types of things pertaining to my life so I can at least guide them to the right place. I'm not the one who try to educate anybody. I will inform to provoke thought. And hopefully you have the opportunities we have today every Tuesday is to get some information that you can do your research on. Find out what's wrong with you. Find out what's happening to us. Why aren't our minds functioning properly? You're going to have to accept this. Something's wrong with us, and we just don't know what it is. Here's this opportunity. Come online every single Tuesday. You should carve out this time every single Tuesday, because this is the science of you and your ability to be healthy. You know, we're going to have to reshape what we have been taught in the past. We're going to have to demolish this mindset. We're going to have to demolish this physical body and do some rehab work and rebuild this thing so we can reshape it, so we can rethink what we're doing and how we're doing it, so we can begin to rebuild ourselves, our families, our communities with a thinking process that's affected by the food that you eat. We're going to have to accept that. The food that we eat is that dangerous that we got to know how to ionize our blood, clean ourselves out, change our diet. This is the science of health to you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're here talking about what makes you healthy, mentally, physically, spiritually, however you want to say it. Health, in the word health, is the word heal. And most of us never thought about that. So we want to leave a legacy of good health and good information to our children, to our family members. So please press one on your phone. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health to you. And please feel free to share. Feel free to open the mic up and say what you need to say to make your life a little bit better and change the lives of one of your family members and friends. Okay. We have the line is clear at this particular point, Brother Abdul. So we're going to take these last 30 minutes, kind of, you know, close in on that nervous system. And, you know, I want everyone on the line and on the internet to understand one thing. generational historical trauma has happened to them.
Yes.
Generational and historic trauma, starting with the birth of you, starting with the birth of your parents and your grandparents. These people told us they have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge would enter our minds. Think about that. What demonic, diabolical thinking process thinks like that to destroy a people because of the color of our skin? This is crazy. So let's not be crazy. Let's think. Let's use our intelligence. Let's get to the logical conclusion. Let's follow this to a logical conclusion where we can say, okay, I'm going to shut my mouth and do some research, and I'm going to find out how to make myself better. That's all we're trying to do here every Tuesday on the Science of Health to You. Abdul?
Yes, indeed. We were mentioning the toxic metal earlier, Brother Rashid, how they denature our enzyme as well as compromise the DNA, cause the DNA to become fragmented. And then ribosomal RNA really make everything that the body needs to be on a paradigm of normalcy would not have the instruction. If the ribosomal RNA does not have the instruction, it would be idle, not functioning. Therefore, the person would not be able to function normally in society. That's the riddle of the matter, Brother Rashid.
You got to expound on that one.
We want functioning human being to function properly in the society.
And I know you're trying not to hurt our feelings. I know that because what you just said, just say it like it is. We're not operating on the state of being human.
Absolutely. Am I? Normal. Human being normal. There is, the Almighty create the normalcy. Human had nothing to do with it. It is our responsibility to stay within the paradigm of normalcy. And we must replace abnormalcy with normalcy. So with the toxic metal causing enzyme to be denatured and causing DNA to become fragmented. Brother Rashid, when a person drinks alcohol, what's in the alcohol that will compromise their mental health? Toxic metal. It's, again, everything goes back to toxic metal. It is toxic metal in the alcohol. That's in the liquor. The toxic metal that's in the person would be on the same wavelength of those toxic metal. This is how alcohol become addictive. This is how it become addictive. They're on the same wavelength of those toxic metal. That's the attraction to the alcohol once the person have this addiction. And what causes hallucination? When the person see things that's not there. Again, Brother Rashid, toxic metal. All of these things must be ionized from the person's brain. We have toxic metal, we said already, in the food, in the air, in the water. Now, if our enzyme are denatured, Brother Rashid, we have two types of enzymes. Here's the connection. We have digestive enzyme. If we're not able to produce the digestive enzyme, how are we going to digest thoroughly the food that we're eating? We won't be able to do it. Therefore, food residue will be circulating in our blood, in our systems, in our brain. These residues will become growth factor food for microbes that's already inside of us. Growth factor for microbes. In the brain, streptococcus will secrete enzyme-like toxin. And there's a name for them, but the name at this point is irrelevant. This toxin will erode the gray matter and the white matter that make up our central nervous system. This is how every mental illness occurs. Since we didn't have enough digestive enzyme to digest thoroughly all of the five food groups, the starch, the sugar, the protein, the fats, and the oil, and all the other garbage that's in them intermingled with the food. Food is a large complex molecule, a lot of different things in it, a lot more than the nutrients. We already described them, so we're not going to repeat what's in the food. But the residue that left behind will become growth factor for microbes unless you ionize out the residue. To remove the residue, to remove the blood impurity, to remove the toxic metal from our brain. These are things that we have to do to maintain and repair our own body. Our body, Brother Rashid, because of where we are on planet Earth, is very high maintenance. No one told us that we had this high maintenance that we have to do to put things back to normalcy. Repair and maintenance, just like your car. This body is your vehicle. You have to repair and maintain your car. You have to change the tires, rotate them, change the oil, change the fluid, all these things. Change the spark plug. Same thing you have to do for your body. Remove the toxin. Remove the toxic metal. Ionize the food residue that did not get digested. The concretion when the cell breaks down. They leave behind things when you don't produce enough enzyme to remove them. Now you have to force out these microbes because they have plenty of food to eat. You are the food source. And they get comfortable inside of us. They won't leave unless we force them out. And you have to be determined to force them out of your body. They're there because you left residue behind, growth factor for them to feed on. If there's no food for them to feed on, they will not be there. Think about it. So the secretions from these microbes, streptococcus, began to erode our dual matter, our PR matter, and our arachnoid matter, which produce the layers of the meninges in our brain. You heard of meningitis. So you have meninges in our brain. Our brain will become compromised. Can a person be mentally healthy when streptococcus is releasing toxins that denature enzymes to speed up the production of all these neurotransmitter chemicals and hormones and neurons? Nothing is being produced. And your brain matter is being destroyed. How can you be mentally healthy? You can't. Mental health, like we said earlier, start in the stomach, then the liver, the pancreas, the small intestine. It does not start in our brain. And that's where your doctor, your psychologist would be searching for it. Then they'd be looking for the mind. When they need to be asking you, what are you eating? What is the person eating? What is the person drinking? What is the quality of the air he or she is breathing? These are just basic questions, Brother Rashid. They don't ask those things. They're not even concerned with that because they know they're just treating symptoms anyway. Does the person have a nurturing network, somebody who care about them, or have the person been abandoned? That's trauma. Abandonment is a trauma. Rape, trauma. Abuse, trauma. Neglect, trauma. The effects of slavery, trauma. Accident, trauma. Poverty, the fourth cause of death in the United States. I heard that today. Being poor, trauma. Trauma deplete nutrients from the cell. You're trying to nourish yourself with the food, which is problematic already. Now you have stress and trauma to deplete nutrients from the cell, to cause them to become dehydrated. How can they produce anything for you? They cannot. We must ionize all the effects of the trauma from the person's cell, and we have the ability to do that. Not 5 years from now, not still doing research, but right now, Brother Rashid, we're able to do it, put things back to normalcy, remove the toxic metal, ionize the person's cell, repair the fragmented DNA so things can get back to normalcy. Our cells have atomic intelligence gifted to them by the Almighty. It came with the creation, Brother Rashid. So our cells become energized again. Pharmaceuticals have toxic metal. Alcohol, toxic metal. Food, toxic metal, making matters worse, along with all of the trauma that people are having today. No one escaped the stress and the trauma. To watch a person be shot down in the streets. Every day, this is happening across America. That's trauma for all of us. To be hijacked, trying to gas your car up. Trauma. Can't go anywhere. Can't sit down in a movie to watch a movie. Somebody want to shoot up the place. More trauma. Many mentally ill people all over the place. Nobody is safe. It has come to that point, Brother Rashid. No one is safe.
Yes, true.
No one is safe. Because we have garbage in our body because we eat food that have garbage in it. Coal tar derivatives, additives, dyes, all these things will be stuck at the cellular level. Then we have neuronal disconnect. How are your neurons and all these things, neurotransmitters, all these things going to be connected? Neuronal connectivity, sending and receiving signals, wavelength, electrical energy, blood impurities, slowing everything down when things are supposed to be speeded up. The erosion of your gray matter, white matter, PR matter, dual matter, all these things, all the parts of the brain being eroded. And microbes feeding on the person also erode the brain, shrink the brain. How are you going to be normal and be able to deal with society and all this stress and when something is shrinking your brain and you don't even realize it? The integrity of your brain must be maintained, and all of the brain matter must be maintained. It must be nourished properly. All the concretion, neurofibrillary plaque must be removed. There's law in physics, Brother Rashid. If the brain is sensory and not present, then plaque would take its place. There can be no emptiness. If the brain is sensory and not present, toxic from micro will fill up the space because there'll be microbes there. Because the cell will have not produced what it needs to produce to keep the person on a paradigm of what's normal. Neuropeptide, they don't know how to produce it because they have digestive problems. They're not producing digestive enzyme, nor are they producing enough ancillary enzyme to repair things. So the body falls apart.
You know, bro,
the rule of thumb in symptoms is the treatment starts with the disease by ionizing the product that producing the disease.
Sure.
To ionize, hydrolyze, oxidize the blood impurity and the toxic metal to remove the concretion from the cell.
Yeah.
It is no longer, we're no longer in a position to ignore our blood. We're no longer in a position to ignore our cells. These are the things that we have to do. We're no longer in a position to ignore the food that we're eating. Food kills the person after making them sick 98% of the time. Then you go to your doctor. Then you have accident. Then you have homicide. Then you have suicide. The remaining 2%. Those are the numbers.
We can't deny them. You cannot deny them. You know, it's really something, you know, when you start talking about microbes and, you know, now we, you know, the subject matter came up about worms in your body and what worms do. And the subject came up about inflammation or why are we inflamed. I always talk about the people who are overweight. Nobody put that fat on you. It imploded within you. So what really is inflammation? Why can't you get rid of the weight that you say you picked up on? Well, I don't eat much food, but I keep getting bigger. You know, so also microbes eat on you too. They go to the bathroom in you, and all their little friends and cousins come about, and they function and operate within your body.
Toxic. You know, toxic being released.
Yeah. So here's the thing,
toxic,
guys.
They denature enzymes, brother Rashid. They denature enzymes.
Yes,
nothing happens without enzymes.
We've been talking about
digested food because they're not producing digested enzymes.
So
whatever you don't digest, you become part of you.
Yeah, I remember when they mentioned Elvis Presley when he passed away. They found over 300 pounds of dirt and trash in his colon. You know, it was just so inflamed. And they call 300 pounds of meat laying around in his colon. It's hard to imagine, but that's inflammation. Don't forget, he was blowing up like a balloon, you know, before he passed away. So let me just say this real quick. This is IWDM Radio. We want to thank you for coming on. We have about 13, 14 minutes left and a little bit of time over for those of you who may have a question. We want you to press 1 on your phone if you have a question or something that you want to talk about or comment on. But tonight, we just gave you the answer to mental health. We just gave you the answer to educational health. We just gave you the answer to the criminal justice system. We just gave you the answer to dementia and Alzheimer's, you know. And we also learned that the brain is our command center and the mind is our decision maker. This transformation is taking place in our bodies and our cells. We're learning the electrical aspects of our bodies and the thermal energies of our bodies. And we're going to continue on this path. And starting next week, we're going to really get into, again, I think we started in February last year, on all the systems of the human
body.
All
the system, yes.
So we're going to start that next week and get through that, and we're going to go through and try to cover an hour or at least two systems a month, a week, so you can understand how you really function and what's wrong with you. When I say we have solved the answer to the criminal justice system, together, if we understood what was being said tonight, that your mind is dysfunctional because of the food that you eat. Since we know people are mentally ill, why are we locking them up? Because you already proven that the world has already created this environment whereby our brains don't function right. So now you have people performing crimes, and that's mental illness. But why are you locking them up and not treating them? And then you put them in jail where the food in jail is not even fit for human consumption.
Right. It's worse.
You know, so we have to really begin to understand about this neglect and this trauma and really look at trauma. It's not all mental. It's all physical, our whole interconnection, our whole ability to think and process information. This nervous system, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot get enough of it. When that nervous system is affected, it affects your heart, it affects your brain, it affects all different parts of you. It's something to behold and for us not to want to know. You know, a good friend of mine always told me, "She stay in your own garden. Don't worry about nobody else's." But I can't help it. I'm in my garden. I'm trying to throw some good seeds over your garden so you can see what I see and do what I do and help somebody else. And that's all we can do. And that's what I try to do here, provide you with an opportunity to get positive information, unadulterated truth about you at all. So we have another line who's raised a hand. We're going to take this line here. But in the meantime, for those of you who may want to ask a question, it is, we got about 13, 14 minutes to go. So we want to, don't wait. No question is a dumb question. The question you ask may help somebody else. So we're going to get this line who had her hand raised, and she probably got tired of me waiting on her to open the line up. The line is open. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open. 773-449.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Samira. This is sitting here listening. I got on a little late. I'm always so intrigued by what you, Brother Rashid, and Dr. Shahid give to us. The information is so insightful and so informative. I got a little late, and my question was going to be on dementia and Alzheimer's, but as I was listening, he said he had covered that already.
Well, we're going to answer your question. No, we're going to answer
know I had heard that there was a cluster on the brain, and one day I was looking at Dr. Oz's show, and there was his doctor on there. He had two patients. One was dementia, one was Alzheimer's, and he had like a before and after video, and he was showing in the first video their condition, and in the second video how he had helped them to recover. And what he said was that he put them like on all well vegetables and fruits and took a lot of things off their diet, and that before and that after video they had came back to their normalcy. They came back to their normalcy. So I wanted to ask your opinion. I know you said some things on your last show about the chemicals and stuff that's on the fruits and vegetables. So with that, and him giving his patients that and it curing them, what is your take on that as far as to relieve yourself of Alzheimer's and dementia in a proper way?
Yes. Here's what we know in symptometry. Food does not cure diseases. If it did, we'd all be healthy and wouldn't be sick.
That's true.
We all eat food.
Don't bother like that.
So something wrong with that picture when somebody say, well, I ate this, I changed my diet. Yeah, you can change your diet. That will help you. That will help to prevent diseases. If you change your diet, modify your diet, will prevent diseases. But once you have a disease appears because the DNA has been fragmented. Therefore, the three RNAs are missing the information they need to do their job. This is what's caused every disease. Now, once that happens, food will not put the DNA back together, will not repair the DNA. It's not enough energy. Food gives us sustainable energy, no more, no less. Listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Food is to give us sustainable energy, so we can carry out our activity, daily activity for 8 to 12 hours per day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what food is for. There's not enough energy in food to dissolve concretion, to neutralize the bonds that hold poison together. How do you remove the poison in the person's brain? It's poison in the food that the person's eating. I don't care what food he's eating. And we're not plants. Don't fall for the okey-doke.
Mm-hmm.
We're human. We're not plants. People think that they eat plants and you're going to be healthy all of a sudden. That is not true. Plant cells and human cells are different. What do we need from plants? We need their nutrients, vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, amino acids, and really many vitamins that we try to get from plants are for the plants. Our own colon bacteria will produce every vitamin we need if we eat scientifically and nourish the 32 strands of bacteria in our colon. That's what they're there for, to produce. Can you imagine going to the health food store when your own colon will produce vitamins? By giving yourself the raw material? Those are the good bacteria that's in our colon, 32 different strands. And then they're going to feed a person, oh, you take these probiotics. But they don't tell you they're not the same as the one that's in your colon that God put there. And they won't work the same either. The vitamin K in plants is not the same vitamin K that your colon produce. I'm going to leave it at that. Here's
so
the
what
cause
are you
of Alzheimer's. Here's the cause of Alzheimer's. There's a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is the most sprawling neurotransmitter in the human body. It is for intelligence. It is for contemplation. It is for consideration. It's for understanding. It's for calculating. It's for figuring things out, how to go home and make it, how to leave home and come back.
Yeah.
Acetylcholine, when it gets old, it must be replaced with new acetylcholine. But in order to do that, you must produce an enzyme called acetylcholine esterase to remove old acetylcholine so new acetylcholine can replace it. If you can't produce that enzyme, well, you have old acetylcholine in place, and then you're going to become forgetful, senile, dementia, and full-blown Alzheimer because you have toxic matter in the brain blocking that enzyme from being produced. And if you can produce it at all, it'd be denatured the enzyme. They can watch this. I just shared with you why people get Alzheimer's and how to cure it. Every disease is curable. I don't care what those people call it. I don't care what they tell you they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Who produced this body? Who created it? And he put everything inside of him, inside of us, to cure every disease. Mm-hmm. Now we have the knowledge to figure things out. Just like the cell can figure things out, now we figure things out.
You know, and don't forget, Dr. Oz was kicked off TV for passing on bad information. His promotions were basically for the benefit of someone trying to make money off somebody else. And the fact that he said, I use these food groups to get rid of it. And the bottom line is you had to pay him some money to put that on television like they did. That was basically advertising. And so that's why Dr. Oz is not on television now for lying, for talking about things that really weren't true. And then he tried to run for office like somebody was going to vote for this liar, and he didn't make it in office as well. So we have to be careful what we see on television, especially that tell lie vision, because they give you a vision of something. Most of the time, it's a telecommunication lie, and so they give you that vision that this happened, but he told a lie. And I just have to say it like that, because I know for a fact food is not going to cure Alzheimer's. It's not going to cure dementia. And I'm just a brother from the hood trying to do the world some good, so I already know.
There's poison in food.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'm glad I got the accurate information, because I definitely was telling people that. So now I can shift my conversation.
Don't get us wrong.
Food
is very important.
Tune in on Tuesdays and get accurate, unadulterated truth about their physical condition. I know a lot of people, older people, that in their mid-60s and 50s, they just don't really believe that things could happen without going to the doctor and getting that white piece of paper called a prescription and giving you pharmaceutical with the same heavy metal, same preservatives that we talked about on the line today that still does not do your body good. Just like milk, they say milk does your body good. That's the biggest lie they ever told people. We just need to tune in. We need to tune in. I know it's hard for people to get in and listen to Blog Talk Radio, and we're working on making sure this YouTube presentation is going to come into effect. It's coming. It's going to come probably for the end of the month, and we'll be on YouTube as well. So you go back and listen to it. I want to say this one thing. The link that you have here that we sent out to everyone who's on the line who got that link, it's a recording. You can go back and listen to the whole show tomorrow. You can always get information, and you'll find out also when you go on and listen to the show, there are other archive shows that's here on IWDM. You can go back and listen to The Science of Health in You, and you'll be shocked of the information as we've given out over the last year and a half on how to make your body work right. That's all we're trying to do. We're not selling you a product.
That's right.
We're providing you with information so you can reform your thinking process and not be deformed in your thinking process. So you have to be informed. That's what information is, informed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't want to be deformed. And what we're talking about is this, how food causes our bodies to be dysfunctional. And we have to accept that because we don't know anybody. Nobody's telling us this. We're in a place that no man has gone before. We're in the twilight zone when it comes to education information. No one has taken us here to the point where we're in a new dimension of understanding about our bodies and what God created this magnificent human specimen. It is absolutely magnificent. So anyway, thank you so much, Amir, for the phone call. And like you said, we're going to answer your question, no matter what we talked about or not. That was a question, and you see he did a very thorough job. And making sure
I can send people straight to the source, but tuning in.
Absolutely.
Hey, it didn't take but a few minutes, did it? Remember I told you about that minute? It didn't take but a few minutes to get that point across.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your phone call. So, Brother Abdul, we're at that point of that we have to kind of let people go. I know it's been a long day for everyone. These last 2 hours have been absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you know, it's like this every Tuesday. You know, when I get off on Tuesday in the morning,
so fast.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll be on Symptomagy website.
I went on
today, and I saw this article on worms. Mind-boggling article on worms in the worm. You know, for those of you who want to know about arthritis and inflammation and all those particular things and all the different diseases, that the worms are in our bodies. They're in our bodies, and they're having fun.
And we
all
need to get rid of, force them out of our bodies.
Yeah, all their cousins and nephews are hanging out having a party. You know, don't think
they
don't
have
family.
And all they do is release toxin and waste.
They go to the bathroom with you. Yeah, we don't get you. Let's just say it like it is. That's not sugarcoated. They go to the bathroom in you.
Yes. That's what they're doing. That's what the nature enzyme, toxic, and their waste. And it's piling up if we don't start paying attention and come to Symptomagy to have our blood impurity to ionize them. And see, we know how to remove the worms, keep that number down to non-existent. And then if you eat scientifically, you won't be producing the growth factor. You'll have enzyme surplus, so no residue of the food is left behind for growth factor for them. If there's no food there for them to eat, they won't be in your body. Think about that.
All right. I mean, when you find out about worms and what they do to your cornea, when you find out what worms do to your body, it is mind-boggling to sit there and say, wait a minute. I have answers to my issue.
Yeah, fibromyalgia, the risk, especially the risk. That's where they – I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay, no, we're going to get to that carpal tunnel. We're going to get to the rim. We're going to get to it.
Yes.
Just
carpal tunnel syndrome, all those things.
Yeah. You know, just be thankful, ladies and gentlemen, and those who are on the Internet, that you have an opportunity every single Tuesday evening to come and learn all you want to know without having to pay one single dime. You don't need your Medicaid card, your Medicare card. You don't need anything. All you need is the senses that God gave you to hear and ability to think better so we can process this information. That's our problem. We're not processing it because our minds are not functioning the way that they should. I'm not trying to talk about anybody. I just want you to hear me. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. We have to address this. Our concern should be our future. Generational health. Not generational wealth, because without health, there will be no wealth. Talking about I got a legacy. No, you're not going to have no legacy because you're not going to be around.
Exactly.
And you didn't leave enough information for your children, your grandchildren to even survive this wave that they're on right now. This is chaos. Misinformation, disinformation. So about my brother Abdul Shahid, why don't you take a few minutes for some closing remarks and then give us the information that we need, how to reach you,
how to
get on the website, and all those great things. And just thank you again for always sharing and getting this conversation with me.
Alhamdulillah.
This conversation that we have is just exciting. I get excited when we're not on the line. You know, I'll call you up in a minute. I get my lecture. I get my schooling.
Exactly.
I get my education. And all we're talking about is how the body works, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all.
He ain't trying to sell me nothing. We have wonderful conversations. Come and join us in the lab.
Absolutely.
This is a learning laboratory. Understand
That's
you can ask
is.
Any question you want. So we thank you so much, my good brother. So why don't you give us a
call? Welcome. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Brother Rashid. You know, what do poison do to damage our body? First of all, it's going to mess up our stomach. And the poison comes from the food that some of us are eating, the food. And there are man-made poison. And they are natural poison. See, we forget about the natural. We want to blame man for everything. We forget about the natural poison. I'm going to run through these right quick. These are natural poison that's in the food that some of us are eating. We have selenine that's in potato, eggplant, paprika, pepper, especially in mild pepper, tobacco, selenine in tobacco. The name that everybody's familiar with is called nicotine.
Nicotine,
same chemical structure as selenine. Isn't that amazing? Think about that.
Yeah.
Nicotine. Number two, theobromine in coffee and chocolate. Coffee can be drunk and chocolate can be eaten, provided that theobromine is ionized a few minutes after you eating it. And most of you haven't used particulate yet, and we've been talking about it for 2 years to ionize these things out of my body, and you still haven't done it yet. And you ionize not one thing. That's the only way you're going to do, only way you're going to remove these things. Number three, theophylline in all teas. All, I said A-L-L, all teas. Tea can be drunk, but the theophylline must be ionized if you're going to drink tea. If you don't ionize it, it's going to be stuck there, denatured enzyme, poison. Number four, cyanide in corn, in apricot, in eucalyptus, in cassava, in cherry, in plum, in lima bean. Yeah, eucalyptus, you can use it if you want to, but the cyanide is going to be there in the lace, cyanide lace in food. You can eat them periodically, but you must ionize the cyanide. Otherwise, you're going to be sick from it. Number five, prussic acid.
Now, you said cyanide, right?
Yeah, cyanide. That's the poison. You're going to denature your enzyme. It's in those things I just mentioned. Corn, apricot, eucalyptus, cassava, cherry, plum, lima bean. So you choose to eat them if you want to. Cyanide-laden food. I just shared them with you, and there's others. Also, prussic acid, a.k.a. hydrocyanic acid, another fancy name for cyanide. That's in all nuts and seeds. Unfortunately, prussic acid is so destructive and tough to ionize that it's best to stay clear of these nuts and seeds. Just avoid them. Don't even try to eat them and ionize the stuff. It is very difficult to do it. And also, the nuts and the seed, the oil nuts, is perfect food for fungus. If you eat a nut, you have a fungus inside of you. If you ate nuts before, you have fungus inside of you.
Wow.
Now what you're going to do? I'm just telling you. These are the things. And the fungus will cause all kind of problems for you. Eating peanuts causes leukemia in children. Leukemia in children. Multiple myeloma. And many other cancers. Eating nuts and seeds. Believe it or not. Scientifically verified. Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
There was, in a few hundred years ago in Europe, in the 16th and 17th century, mental illness was so rampant that the average person felt unsafe everywhere they went. And we're getting that way here in the United States in 2023.
Yes, sir.
They could be attacked and killed by a mentally ill person anywhere, and this went on for hundreds of years. So what we're experiencing in the United States, it already has happened before on this planet.
You got to write an article about that, bro.
It has happened before.
You need to write an article right now about that. Right? That's what you just said, because I'm wondering why everybody's doing this crazy stuff. Now you know.
It's amazing, Brother Rashid, how things repeat themselves because we don't get educated properly. They push things under the rug, but it's not their obligation. Their responsibility to educate us. We must educate ourselves. And the Almighty equipped us to do just that. We must educate our own. We've got everything inside of us to do that. Everything. Well, we're going to give our contact information, Brother Rashid. I think we said plenty tonight to stir people up, to motivate them, to go to the website. Please go to the website of the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. It is amsos.org. AMSOS.org. Many, many articles there on the level that you can understand, made plain your condition. Many of them are there. And if not there yet, it will be there. And what mistakes were made in the person's food choices and what need to be done to correct the problem, to put things back to normalcy. That is the objective, to put things back to normalcy so the disease does not become chronic and cause us our death. This is what happens. It is not the disease. It's our inability to do what we need to do to put things back to normalcy. Brother and sister, if you have a need to contact us for further detail or for a consultation, please call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And we also have another program on every Monday on AM 360, a blog talk radio that most of you are familiar with. That program is called Optimal Health. That's every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can join us. We ask you to join us and bring somebody with you. And you can participate by dialing in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Those numbers again, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. We also have a program on free conference call called Morning Tylene every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can join us by participating and join us and to participate on the program by dialing in to 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322, pound. And Brother Rashid, on May the 19th, if you happen to be in the Atlanta metro area, May the 21st, that's a Sunday. If you happen to be in the metro Atlanta area, we're going to be doing a workshop on Optimal Health, Why Are People Sick? This workshop will be presented by myself and my wife, Shafika Shaheed, and it's going to be sponsored by the Masjid Al-Bayina Health and Wellness Committee. It's going to be Sunday, May 21st, 2023, at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And the address to Masjid Al-Bayina is 3274 East Main Street, College Park, Georgia, 30337. You may contact us for any additional information. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Please come, get information on why people are sick and what to do about it.
Okay, so number one, I can try to set up something. We can live stream that, brother. Don't just do that in Atlanta, man. It's live streaming. I'm going to work on it starting tomorrow morning. Yes, sir. You got the live stream.
Yes, sir. We'd love for that to happen. Because it's going to be exciting.
I know it is. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about the opportunity. And we just thank God that he's blessed us with the will, the word, and the way so we can get to work and make this thing happen for ourselves, our community, and our families. And it's just a blessing. And I always tell you this, my brother, every single Tuesday, how thankful I am for you to come on and just deliver the truth. Just the truth about who we are, what we are, how we are, this whole intricate detail of this magnificent specimen.
Creation.
The God created. We can't even get to the dimension that God has for us because we keep being bombarded with this satanic concepts of misinformation and disinformation. Unnatural food and all of these things, so it's a battle. We're on the battlefield, and all we have to do is come up with a strategy. This show is a strategy. That's all you look at this as being.
That's right. That's all it is.
Save ourselves, save our family, save our communities, and save the world. Because
absolutely.
This truth is what we say it is. It is the truth. And that's all you with the old saying goes, the truth shall set you free.
Absolutely. Nothing but the truth.
But we find those people who you can't handle the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They run from the truth. As I said earlier,
absolutely.
I had 300 texts and emails out today. We should be bombarded. But I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to mind my own garden, as my good sister should tell me. Mind your own garden.
Absolutely.
You do what you're supposed to do. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I invite you to come and participate each and every Tuesday. So with that, we want to make sure that you know what's happening on IWDM Radio. Phenomenal programming. So we're going to bring on our public service announcer. He's going to share with you the rest of the week as quick as he possibly can on what's happening on IWDM Radio. Mark Shaheed, are you there?
Yes, I am. I want to say assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very distinguished returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDM radio listening audience, The beat goes on here, IWDM Radio, as tomorrow is Wednesday. So that means it's the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with the distinguished host, Dr. Patricia Slaudine. Although on each first Wednesday, she will not be present with me to host that, but never fear, because Rashid Salam will be here with me tomorrow. And so please tune in. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And the return of the MGM Roundtable, that's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where we always have very distinguished, esteemed guests inside of our community, outside of our community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And tomorrow, we'll be honored to have at the MGM Roundtable the national, international entertainer extraordinaire, that's Imam Umar Siddiqui. Yes, Imam Umar Siddiqui has agreed to be on the MGM Roundtable. You don't want to miss that interview tomorrow. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time for the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And then Thursday, the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, with the very distinguished esteemed Quran Shakir from the Jewel of the South, that's the ATL. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and it's going to be a special Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. I'm going to keep it a surprise, so that means you have to tune in and listen in, and hopefully you participate in the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time, right here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatu Juma Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back here to IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sair. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And the longest-running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People, once again, with Imam Mikhail Sair. That's each and every Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Words Make People this Sunday afternoon. And the beginning of the week, a new production, 6-7 weeks here on IWDM Radio, the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Nazim Pasha, ABC, like 1, 2, 3. It is Al-Islam-based conversation that he hosts, and that starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. So please tune in for that new production. It's hard to have a conversation by yourself. You need 2, 3, 4 or more people to join in, and that's each and every Monday afternoon. And you just heard it live right here on IWDM Radio each and every Tuesday with the very distinguished esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. I hate I missed most of it, but prior obligations I have for the Clara Muhammad School here, but I know it was an outstanding learning lab, as they have an excellent production each and every Tuesday. You need to bring your pencil and your ink pens and your notebook pads, and don't come by yourself. Bring a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a community member to the learning lab here on IWDM Radio, and that's each and every Tuesday, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And don't forget the Muslim Journal. As we here at IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal. Keep up our subscription of it. And if you have the wherewithal, think about somebody that you can make that as a gift to them. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, as always, I'd like to end. This salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, Rashid Salam.
Well, thank you, Mark. I don't think I can say it better than Teddy Pendergrass. Wake up, everybody.
Time to think a new way. Maybe our children listen to what we have to say. Teachers, let's get it right. We talk to you soon. I'll see you next week. 918.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much of what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make.
Assalamu alaikum. That's all, folks.
Salam. Alhamdulillah.